This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. The phones are open. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. With you in the studio tonight is Ian, Matt,
and Nikki.
Coming up, Nikki, you're going to tell us about a judge somewhere in the United States that is sentencing people to vaccinations.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, it's really happening, and we'll talk about that. And I suspect it's more than one judge. This one just happened to make the news. But if you want to join us, you can, and bring up whatever you want. Plus, and other COVID-related news, news from today, Los Angeles County is now reimposing an indoor mask mandate. So it didn't go away for more than, like, a month or so out there in Los Angeles. And not only is it being reimposed, but it's including vaccinated people. So if you thought that getting the vaccine was going to, you know, result in you being able to take a mask off legally, nope, not in California, or at least not in Los Angeles. We can tell you more about that. But we had a guy on the line from South Africa just a few moments ago, and he was kind of giving us, you know, the latest on what's happening down there. You've got thousands of people that have been rioting, that have been burning down entire shopping plazas. I mean, not just stealing things from the shopping plazas, but just torching them. And there's been a ton of that stuff going on down there. There's garbage all over the streets. And now, according to Al Jazeera and other news agencies, they've brought out the Army Reserves in this case. Thousands of troops are expected to hit the streets in places like Johannesburg in a bid to quell several days of looting that has ravaged supplies of food and other essentials and dealt a crippling blow to the economy. It started to begin to ebb across the most affected provinces on Thursday before an expected surge in soldiers on the streets. Quote, all reserve members are to report for duty at first light tomorrow morning. That's today. And to their respective units, said the Army Chief Lieutenant General in orders issued overnight. Soldiers should report ready with their necessary equipment. They're expected in hot spots of KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng provinces, where the police and the army have been battling the disorder for days. On Wednesday, the government said it would request the deployment of about 25,000 soldiers to tackle the emergency, 10 times the number that it had initially deployed. And the unrest began last Friday, so it's almost a week since this started now. Was triggered by the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma, but widened into grievances over inequality and poverty. Stores, and for most people it's just that are participating in this, just opportunity to steal some stuff.
Sure.
Yep. Stores and warehouses have been sacked or ransacked and torched around the economic capital of Johannesburg in the southeastern state of KwaZulu-Natal. The disruption has severed supply chains and choked transport links, savaging deliveries of food, fuel, and medicine, and other essentials. According to official figures, 72 people have died thus far, and more than 1,200 have been arrested, while South Africa's consumer goods regulatory body estimates that more than 800 shops have been plundered. So, you know, where do you hold 1,200 arrestees?
Good question.
Yeah.
They're going to run out of room. I remember in the United States during some protests when they rounded people up, they turned like train stations in New York City and Chicago into holding pens.
Sure, and at the end of the day, it's not really that hard to drive a cargo truck with a bunch of concertina wire around in a circle and kick it out as you go. And next thing you know, you've got a good little open-air temporary prison anyway. So
the arson and looting ebbed on Thursday. Pockets of looting continued in the eastern port city of Durban. Reuters news agency reporters saw crowds in the Mobeni neighborhood rolling away trolleys loaded with maize meal and other looted staples. Some loaded pickup trucks. One such truck had to be abandoned as it had run out of fuel. Petrol stations have closed across the city because of the unrest. And seen video. There was video, I think I showed you this yesterday, with just an entire shopping plaza that was on fire while the person was recording the video. There's people driving by with truckloads full of just stuff in the back of them. Huge amounts.
I wonder if it was useful things or just junk.
I don't know. I saw people carrying out chest freezers and furniture from one, you know, shopping plaza.
People just take the opportunity to, you know, if everybody else is doing it, you might as well benefit from it as well. But they're really just shooting themselves in the foot here because if they are blocking off trade routes and they're not going to get any medical equipment, they're not going to get any food, how long is this going to be able to last?
Yeah, what good is a freezer if you can't put any food into
it?
Yeah, exactly. And you just destroyed the entire city or country or state, whatever. So.
You're right. I mean, people don't see the long term for whatever reason on this, and it's not just a South Africa problem. I mean, we've seen stories
recently.
It has
happened here with the BLM protests, people looting, destroying cities. That's where you live. Why are you destroying the place that you live?
Well, to be fair, what happened in Minneapolis, at least, was a lot of people coming in from the outside. So it wasn't actually people destroying their own city. It was people from miles away.
Yeah, like in Minneapolis, that one cop that came all the way from St. Paul to throw a Molotov cocktail into an AutoZone.
Yeah,
a lot of it was cops starting those fires.
That's absolutely true. They tracked that guy down. That was interesting. That was
in
the very
beginning.
They
didn't get the other 15 guys from St. Paul Police Department.
Speaking of that, I also heard that, I don't remember what city this was in, but they found like a pallet of bricks right by where
they were turning up everywhere, right?
Yeah, they would just like leave bricks like, I wonder if the protesters are going to, you know, pick these up and start throwing them.
We actually went on a patrol up through Keene to see if there was, because they were supposed to come here, right? And a bunch of them did. And
really?
Yes. And they were definitely not from here. And we went looking for piles of bricks just out of curiosity, you know.
All right, so I have to say, whenever the brick story comes up, I've got to tell the counter story to it. So in Manchester, New Hampshire, there was going to be a protest there, and actually nobody, our co-host and I, went to one of them, and it was peaceful. It was no big deal at all. People in New Hampshire tend to be pretty well behaved because there's guns everywhere. But there was somebody who was saying, oh, there's a pile of pallet of bricks out in front of this restaurant or this bar in downtown Manchester. And I asked around in, like, a couple of Manchester chat groups, like, what people knew about this. And Steve Z, who's, you know, a friend of a lot of the activists here in Keene, he used to live out here, he says, oh, well, you know, those bricks were actually there. They were already there. They've been there for weeks and weeks because they were redoing the brick pavement or whatever that was out in front of this particular location. So you know, to some extent, people were seeing bricks at any old construction place, and they're like, my God, it's a conspiracy. But maybe there really were pallets of bricks being sent.
But a pallet of bricks in the middle of the street just, like, randomly
I'm not saying that didn't happen. But there's a good chance that could have happened. But you would think that if somebody was sending a pallet of bricks somewhere, it wouldn't be that hard to track down. Like, you know, Home Depot showed up with a truck at some point and unloaded a thing that was ordered by somebody somewhere. So, I mean,
you'd be able to track that
person. You'd be able to track that down, you would think. So how much of that was real versus, you know, internet?
People taking things and running with it.
Yeah. We didn't find any pallets of bricks in Keene.
No, and thankfully there weren't any real issues with any of the BLM events.
Most of them were peaceful across the country. Most of them were peaceful protests.
Didn't they torch a Burger King in Manch or something like that? Like,
seriously?
They didn't torch it, but it took a bad beating.
No, you were down there in Manch that one night.
Well, we were on a roof about a quarter mile away watching it from afar with very simple.
But wait, did that get violent or anything?
There were fights and they were brawling and, you know, there was some nastiness going on. We could see it from afar, but they were definitely not being nice to some private property down the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's such a shame.
I didn't hear anything about any significant or even insignificant destruction going on during that. So that's interesting. I had not heard about that. But you guys were up on the rooftop over at Murphy's Tap Room and in that area, and you know there was no trouble there.
Well, we were protecting. We were there for the purpose of guarding that area.
But nobody even started anything.
No, there was about 30 cops across the street from us where there were no protesters, though.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
All the protesters were way down the street. So,
and I think to be fair also, you know, a lot of people that were being tethered with being Black Lives Matter were just opportunists that showed up to destroy some stuff. In fact, a ton of the people that were doing the destruction in Minneapolis were just like privileged white kids from the suburbs.
And a lot of them probably weren't even there for the movement. They weren't there to, you know, stand in solidarity.
They wanted to throw a firebomb or, you know,
break
some
windows. Opportunity.
All right, so the number here, 603-283-6160. there's a lot of stuff going on down there in South Africa. If you want to comment on that, you can. But we're going to get into this judge story coming up as well, who's handing out vaccination sentences. And we'll explain that on the way. Pretty scary stuff. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That's 603-283-6160. Of course, there's no shortage of disturbing news in the area of COVID. and Nikki has one worth sharing. Also on the way to Los Angeles County, going to crack down on mask mandates again coming up here, including for vaccinated people, so we can tell you about that. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss online. You can join us anytime over at freetalklive.com. But first, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. He's Major Payne calling us from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Major Payne.
Hey, good evening, fellas. How y'all doing?
What's on your mind?
Well, I got one of my favorite news clips I remember from back in the day. I don't remember if it was CNN or one of the major affiliates. There was a newscaster saying, oh, I'm here at the protests, and they're mostly peaceful, and there's a burning building in the background behind it.
Keyword, mostly. Right?
Yeah, mostly. I mean, just because
mostly
some, just because some undercover cops...
Down...
Well, Major Payne, just because an undercover cop sets a building on fire amongst a peaceful crowd of activists doesn't mean the protest is not mostly peaceful. You know, it could have been a conflict.
I'd argue if the protesters then went up and started making s'mores on the burning building, then that may be a different story.
Well, I don't know. I remember it happened in Washington and Oregon, where there were various places where the riots were going on, where there was various pallets of bricks placed at strategic locations.
Mm-hmm.
And it also happened when the supposed riot happened on the Capitol. And these were just photo ops for the libtards.
Hold on, you're saying there were allegations about pallets of bricks at the Capitol?
I believe so.
Okay.
I could be having a brain fart.
Well, clearly no one did anything with the pallets of bricks at the Capitol. If there were pallets of bricks at January 6th at the U.S. Capitol, I don't think a single person picked a brick up and threw it through a window.
They didn't have to because they were just leaden, basically.
Well, yeah, but the point is they weren't there to actually destroy anything. They were there to just look around.
It was a photo op.
Yeah.
It was a photo op. Anytime you see a train of buses coming into your city and people getting off you don't recognize, you might want to call the militia if you have one. I mean, this stuff's getting ridiculous.
Major Payne, anything else you want to share tonight?
Oh, yes. One thing I do want to say. Anybody that's feeling disheartened or disgruntled, just remember, pain wounds all heals.
Pains what? Pain wounds
pain
all heals?
Pain wounds all heals.
All right.
Or no, time wounds all heals.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
I think what he's trying to say is time heals all wounds.
Yeah. I think that's what he meant, but I don't know.
But
he might have had a drink or two tonight.
That's
Major Payne's all into that.
Go for one more and maybe you nail it.
Let's
even it out a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Social media users, according to Reuters, now again, you know, it's mainstream media, whether they're telling the truth. Social media users have been sharing images of bags filled with bricks in Washington, D.C., and implying they were intended to be used as weapons against Americans rallying for Donald Trump in the nation's capital on January 6th. This is false. The materials are being used by a construction crew and were removed on Wednesday. This was written on January 6th. And so, yeah, so it looks like the bricks were just there for construction purposes because, well, in a city, it's probably not hard to find at least one building that is being under construction at any given time. Now, whether it's a brick building or not.
Although, if I was to spend the money on a pallet of bricks, I'm not sure I would leave them out like where general public could get their hands on free bricks.
I mean, for the most part, they're not useful. So, like, you can leave bricks around, and it's probably not going to be taken by many people.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of people who like to have an outdoor fireplace, and bricks are handy for that.
I mean, it could be the case. I mean, you got a pallet full of bricks, it's not exactly easy to move that thing around.
That's true.
I mean, bricks aren't the most expensive of construction equipment.
Yeah, it's not like it's plywood.
Yeah.
Now that's where the money's at.
Yeah, and you can move the plywood. You can have that inside pretty easily, so not a problem. So if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. Nikki, you've got a story about a judge, and I remember this one. I think I've seen the same one, unless there's now more than one judge that's making news.
There might be, because I've heard other similar ones.
Yeah,
so,
tell me about it. Where's it coming from?
So this is coming from Columbus, Ohio. Ohio judge admits he's mandating COVID-19 vaccinations as conditions of probation.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I've never heard anything like that before, any judge mandating any sort of medical procedure. You know, judges aren't like, oh, I'll let you out on probation, but you just need to get the flu shot.
I've never
heard anything like that
before. And you are in the medical field.
Yes.
Yeah.
So a Franklin County judge admits that he's mandating COVID-19 vaccinations.
And he's not sorry. He's just...
No, he's happy about it. Yeah. He's doing his
part,
his godly duty by making all these people get their vaccinations. So he admits that he's mandating COVID-19 vaccinations as conditions of probation in his courtroom. Now, some offenders affected are speaking out to say this isn't right. The whole atmosphere of the courtroom changed, said criminal offender... I can't pronounce his name, but whoever that he was mandating this vaccination to, who was sentenced for a gun and drug charge last week before Common Pleas Court Judge Richard Fry. Everyone had this look on their face. I broke my character and asked my attorney, can he do this? And, I mean, I'm sure his attorney has never heard of anything like this before either, but...
And it seems way off base.
And most attorneys, I think... Later on, it says his attorney was kind of just like, you know, just take it, like, whatever we have to do, like, let's just get this over with. But it's, if you don't feel comfortable getting the vaccination, then a judge really does not have the right to back you into this corner and
say... He shouldn't,
say,
at least.
And there's no, that shouldn't be allowed at all.
In the founding documents about cruel and unusual punishment, isn't there? And that would be very unusual, if you ask me.
It definitely is.
It's not even FDA-approved, either, no. So I don't know how anybody...
Not that I would feel safe taking it, even if it was.
Yeah, but still, I don't know how it's legal that they're mandating something that
isn't... Well,
it
may not be legal. You see, what they do is they do whatever they want.
That's true, yeah.
And then the only way that it's ever deemed to be illegal is if it gets challenged. So if this guy's like, I don't feel like challenging this, and he just goes and gets the vaccine, then...
Well, it seems like he is challenging it, so good for him. So out of 20 sentencings Judge Fry conducted last week, three included requirements to get the vaccination within 30 days and provide proof to the probation department. Judge Fry told Local 12 that none of the offenders had religious or medical objection to the unprecedented court-ordered terms.
Oh, so the judge actually brought that up. So the judge suggested a potential way out of this was to say, hey, look, you know, objection, I've got a religion that says, you know, I can't do this or I won't do this.
But I also heard that they're trying, a lot of schools are making the religious exemption not...
No go.
Yeah. So you can't even use that anymore, because I know a lot of people were using their religious excuse.
So people should stop going to schools and courthouses.
Yeah,
I mean,
nice.
That would be the goal, right?
But
not always possible.
Yeah, can I opt out of going to court? Because I would love that.
I have a religious exemption from going to court.
That'd be amazing. 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in here, if you've heard about any judges doing this locally, and we can continue, because I've still got another question about this on the way. 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, this is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says United States and Germany are working to advance a shared agenda. The president saying both nations will stand up for democratic principles and universal rights when other countries undermine free and open societies. The president was also asked about sending COVID vaccines to Cuba.
I'd be prepared to give significant amounts of vaccine if, in fact, I was assured an international organization would administer those vaccines and do it in a way that average citizens would have access to those vaccines.
The Pentagon says a group of Colombians arrested in connection with last week's assassination of the Haitian president received training from the U.S. military. Spokesman Ken Hoffman saying the individuals were part of a training and education program while serving in the Colombian military forces. This is USA Radio News. President Biden says monthly payments under the expanded child tax credit will start going out today. The president saying Congress should extend this benefit beyond this year, calling lawmakers to tax the wealthy and corporations in order to fund it. Brian Brenberg is an associate professor at King's College. He believes all this is doing is expanding entitlements.
He expects this to go on forever, which means it's going to be the second biggest increase in the entitlement state we've ever seen. The 10-year cost of it, if that happens, is more than $1.5 trillion.
Nike wants disgraced lawyer Michael Avenatti to pay for trying to extort them. The Oregon-based company is seeking just over $856,000 from the lawyer, who was given 2.5 years in prison for his actions in the scheme. Avenatti was convicted for threatening to give Nike bad publicity if they didn't pay him millions. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Phones are open. You can bring up anything you want. We're talking about judges, and there may be more than one that are sending out sentences for vaccinations. And it's not just in criminal cases, as Nikki's going to tell us about coming up here in just a moment. It's also in custody cases. We'll tell you about that. Your calls, thoughts. Welcome again. 603-283-6160. Ian, Matt, and Nikki in the studio here tonight. Nikki, you've been telling us about a Judge Fry in Franklin County, Ohio, in what they call their common pleas courts. I'm guessing that's like the equivalent of a district court.
Yeah, probably. That's what I'm assuming.
In Ohio, who has been sentencing people to, in addition to whatever other things they have to do, community service, paying fines or whatever, probation terms, they also have to get a vaccination within 30 days and provide proof to the probation department. Now, interestingly, the judge actually apparently spoke to WSYX. I pulled up another story about this here, which is unusual, because a lot of times judges will not talk to the media. They don't have to.
It's pretty impressive, actually. I'd like to know what this Yahoo said.
Well, he told them that, as you mentioned, Nikki, he said that none of the offenders had a religious or medical objection to the unprecedented court-ordered terms, and further, he said that he doesn't know yet what he will do if any offenders that have been ordered to take the vaccine refuse.
So it sounds like the guy in my story didn't refuse. He ended up getting backed into a corner and basically being forced to get it, is what it sounds like.
Well, because he didn't say he wouldn't. He didn't give the judge any kind of objection whatsoever, and so he accepted the sentence, basically.
Well, because it's 5 years probation versus 1 year and get the vaccine. So a lot of people are going to choose the latter.
They absolutely are.
I would not be able to stop myself from jumping up and shouting kangaroo at that judge. Absolute kangaroo this guy is. What a yahoo.
Yeah. Well, he's, like I said, he's probably not the only one. He's the only one in criminal court that's making headlines for it at the moment. But if he's doing it and he's getting away with it, then there's no reason why other judges won't try this same move. Because, like I was saying, they do whatever they want to do.
Yep.
And then they keep doing it until somebody finally challenges it and then spends whatever kind of money they have to spend on an attorney to go all the way up to whatever court they need to go to get him overturned. And that could cost, I don't know, tens of thousands.
And that's the thing, too. The state has infinite amounts of money you know, they can do whatever they want.
There's no personal repercussion on that judge whatsoever.
No.
Yeah, absolutely not. And it's like you're playing in their ball court, so what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah, even if you know, you spent $100,000 or whatever the appeals cost to go all the way up, and his buddies at the appeals court or wherever, they finally say, all right, we're going to rule in the favor of the, you know, the person, not the judge, rule against the judge, then that's just a ruling against the judge. Then, you know, the news comes back down and they say, judge, you've been a bad boy. You got to stop doing this. And then that's it. It's not like he has to, like, make restitution to these people. It's not like he, you know, is going to lose his job. There's not going to be any kind of consequence.
I think that's actually something we don't talk about very often, or often enough anyway, but that is a great example of how the founding structure of this entire country and its legal system was doomed to begin with. If there's no repercussion for bad decisions on the part of politicians and their various minions, whether they be cops or judges or whatever, then it's not going to work.
Right. Yeah. And it's not working.
It's not working. It's working.
It's working for them.
Fantastically for them.
Yeah. They get away with everything they want for the most part, unless you got the ACLU on your side. And one of these men is saying he's planning on contacting the ACLU.
Good.
But, you know, whether or not it's their kind of case or not is another question. I mean, they do a lot of good work, but they also do some, you know, work that's not so great, especially at the national level.
Mm-hmm.
They are more concerned with things like freedom of speech than they are with...
I don't know why they call it the American Civil Liberties Union. It hasn't been that for a really, really long time. It's just like the American Freedom of Speech Union now.
Well, they still ostensibly support some level of bodily freedom, so they're pro-abortion, for instance.
Ask them about the Second Amendment and see why
they don't take
recoil.
Those cases. Yeah, they don't take
absolutely
those cases.
Hate even thinking about that.
Yeah, so they're not the perfect. They're not a perfect organization, and they don't take all the cases that are brought in front of them. But I hope this guy makes some sort of headway on this, and he takes this judge to task because
it's important.
Yeah, and as you found out here in other news, Nikki, you've got stories about family courts.
Yep. And this is, I actually just from a, I heard of one story. So I did a quick search just to see what else I could find, and pouring in came probably at least 20 stories of this happening in family court where judges are again mandating parents to get the vaccination or else they're not allowed to see their children.
Wow.
So this one's from Fox 26 in Houston. Divorce court judge orders COVID-19 vaccine for Liberty County man to see his children. So they're just straight up blackmailing people with it, and it's really terrible because then if you're really nervous about getting the vaccine, if you don't trust it and you think it might cause you bodily harm or even kill you, because we've seen that in thousands of cases that people are seeing negative things from this, even death. But
or what if you've already contracted it? What if you've already had COVID?
And you don't, yeah. And they say, actually, the side effects from the vaccine are worse if you've already had COVID.
That's what I've heard.
So, you know, people are getting blood clots. People are having heart attacks. It's a serious thing.
I've also heard that the immunities your body builds up by actually having COVID and fighting it off are more useful than a vaccine.
I doubt that these vaccines even work. Mm. I don't even think they prevent you from getting COVID at all.
And you're just, for listeners just tuning in, you are a medical professional.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I know I've studied vaccines excessively, and, you know, I know how these things work, and I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Most vaccines work. You know, the polio vaccine, the flu shot usually works. Mm-hmm. But this is not a vaccine.
This is an experiment.
This is genetic therapy. Yeah. This is not a vaccine at all.
So how many?
And I'm very concerned about it, and that's why I've been speaking up. Mm-hmm. Because I'm concerned, and people are getting hurt, and there's a hidden agenda behind this.
How many other of your, how many colleagues do you have, like on a percentage basis, would you say are similarly minded to you on this?
Most of them.
Really?
Mm. On my
Massachusetts.
Yes, in Massachusetts, where I'm particularly working right now, I'm not going to say obviously,
yeah, sure.
But I would say 90% of the people on my shift
90.
Are unvaccinated.
Wow.
Or at least claim to be.
How many
I can't
of them
speak
have
for the whole hospital.
COVID-19.
I can't speak for other shifts. And I can't speak for the state of Massachusetts mm-hmm. or, you know, yeah. Of nurses across America. But most of the people I know in the medical field are unvaccinated because they have studied vaccines. They mm-hmm. know about
they don't want to be a guinea
the
pig.
Science. Yeah, they know about the science behind it, and it's just blatantly obvious that we are the experiment, and
yeah.
they just want no part of it. And especially now, what we are seeing, I don't even think we have a single COVID patient right now, but what we are seeing is multiple people coming in for side effects from the vaccination.
Mm.
They don't tell us that it's side effects from the vaccination, but what are the odds that you get the your second dose of the vaccine 2 weeks ago and now you have a blood clot? Now you're developing all of these cardiovascular issues that you didn't have previously. What are the odds? And people just don't even look at that and they just sweep it under the rug
yeah.
and just ignore it, or they don't link two and two together.
Sure. Well, they could, you know, if it's 2 weeks later, it's easy to forget, right? Well, correlation is not necessarily causation,
mm-hmm.
so
yep.
maybe it
but
was.
But when you see it over and over and over mm-hmm. and over again, I've been seeing
like
this for months,
wow.
and it's not a coincidence. It can't be.
And it's not, obviously not just happening where you are. It's probably happening.
Yeah, it's probably
places.
Happening everywhere.
That's
across the world.
And especially interesting that you said you don't have a current COVID case, even with all
I don't know that for sure. I don't work on the COVID unit,
mm-hmm.
but there were even, like, about, like, when there was, like, a lull in the COVID cases, there was probably, like, 3 months where we didn't have a COVID positive case.
Wow.
And then it kind of ramped up again. But,
The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, you can take control of the airwaves. These judges now telling people if they want to see their kids, they're going to have to get the shot. That's pretty scary stuff. You don't have the freedom of religion if you want to see your kids. You would have
That's
to
so
do
sad.
What this crazy
That's
person
so
in a robe tells you to do. And this is just the beginning. People think this is ending. People think that things are going back to normal. Los Angeles County now bringing back the mask mandates indoors, including for vaccinated people. We'll tell you about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. The number, if you want to dial in, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt,
and Nikki.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've been talking about judges that have been sentencing people and or restricting access to their children in family court if they don't get the vaccine, which is pretty disturbing stuff. And, of course, now we've heard about door-to-door vaccinations that are going to be happening and or actually are happening. There was news this week about North Carolina, I think it was the Charlotte area, where they already are going door-to-door, and this is just a local thing. With, you know, there's not only federal agents doing it, but I suspect they're getting federal money to do it. So there's a lot to talk about here in the news, plus Los Angeles County now reimposing an indoor mask mandate. It wasn't taken away for very long, but now it's back, and it includes vaccinated people as well. But we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, Braden is on the line. He's calling us from Maine. Braden, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
My first question is, and I'm not sure if she's still on the line, but the medical professional.
That's me.
I'm assuming she's a nurse.
Yeah, that's Nikki.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Nikki. Sorry, I just got in a little bit late. I didn't get your name, but I had to call. I get all of the concerns. I really do. And it's nice to hear that you're not an anti-vaxxer. But it seems like we're kind of treading into, you know, a conspiracy theory arena here where, you know, my question is, like, what is the end game? Like, why is everyone so afraid? Like, there's not this oppressive regime trying to vaccinate people against their will for some unknown cause. It's just a way for people to protect themselves. And I guess I just don't understand. I mean, you said 90% of your ward aren't vaccinated. My girlfriend works in the medical, and that doesn't add up. I really don't believe that.
What doesn't add up? That medical professionals don't want to get vaccinated, or?
Yeah, like your claim that 90% of the people in your particular ward and your particular hospital aren't getting vaccinated. I mean, my girlfriend works in the industry, and she's an ER nurse, and that isn't what she's reporting, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't. I mean, that's just what where I am, but I'm sure in other parts of even the hospital I work at, that on different shifts and different units, I'm sure it's very different.
Yeah, we
that
have
most of
at
them
a,
are.
We have friends at a hospital out in Arizona, and they are like all about getting the jab.
And also, her COVID experience was completely different than mine. It seemed like her hospital handled it completely differently. That they were hit a lot worse. So. And that's interesting, too. I'm wondering if the treatments that they were giving patients over there were different than what we were doing up here, because it seemed like my COVID patients that I was taking care of, they were all getting better. And, like, some, like, really high-risk people with COPD, they were on dialysis, got COVID, and then a couple weeks later came back, and they were completely fine. So it seemed like, from my experience, it was also a lot less deadly than what was being reported.
What were they? How were they treating, just out of curiosity?
I'm actually not sure.
Not sure?
What they were being treated with.
So, Braden, you made some sort of comment about that you didn't feel like this was some sort of evil group trying to, you know, foist this vaccine on people. But it seems to me that the government, whether it be Trump or Biden or whoever,
or some judges,
is absolutely evil. They are people that actually threaten and do violence for a living, and they hurt people. They hurt peaceful people in the United States and beyond. And I don't know why anyone would think they have their best interests at heart.
Well, yeah, I mean, I certainly don't trust a lot of the powers that be, but, you know, just for historical reasons. I mean, that is certainly supported by the evidence that, you know, is easily available. But it doesn't make sense to me that this what you guys seem to be promoting, this you know, motion to, like, you know, what is the, how is the vaccine actually, like what is their end game here?
So,
I took the vaccine.
I don't know. I wouldn't go out on a limb to say this is to control the population or whatever. I don't know what they're doing with this vaccine except putting money into the pharmaceutical company's pockets.
Yeah.
That much I can say is absolutely happening. I don't think there's any, you know, question about that. Billions of dollars are being funneled into pharmaceutical companies' pockets worldwide.
And it seemed like they were dead set on developing a new medication or a new vaccination for this because they weren't looking towards other past medications. Normally what happens is if we see a new disease, they'll repurpose old medications. So even if something's for malaria or, you know, whatever else, they kind of see if they can repurpose those medications because we already have them in our back pocket. You know, we're already producing those, so it makes sense.
But this editing, was not... Now they're editing DNA.
Yeah, this was not what happened with COVID at all. They were any doctor that was like, oh, hey, we should use this, that, or the other thing. We should look at these medications or these therapies. They were not allowed to do so. So that, to me, is very suspicious.
I'll give you more, Braden. I also think that what they're doing here is they're testing people to see how obedient they're going to be. They're seeing how far they can push it. What can they get away with? And the fact is they've gotten away with a ton of stuff. I mean, people are incredibly obedient.
Okay, if you're going to take that line of thinking, which is why, you know, I'm very resistant to that logic, because if they were going to do something like that, you know, it's certainly not something, you know, they could deploy a far more effective strategy to get those results that people wouldn't even be aware of.
This has been incredibly effective. I mean, they don't even have really that scary of a disease here, and they've managed to ramp up the fear to the point that people are doing whatever they're told to do, for the most part, with few exceptions, especially in the cities.
Are you saying then that everyone that took the vaccine is going to all of a sudden be a Manchurian candidate? And
I hope not. No, I don't think so at all.
I don't know what the vaccine will do. Maybe it'll work. I have no idea. I don't go out on that limb. But I do observe what I'm seeing here. I do observe that people, even in the so-called live-free-or-die state, have been incredibly obedient and doing exactly what they're told to do. And this is not the, you know, the American revolutionary freedom spirit. This is a spirit of obedience. This is total obedience to authority.
They have succumbed to fear, is what we've seen.
That's a very, very huge leap of logic. So isn't it equally logical or equally plausible that there is no nefarious plan, and it's literally just, hey, we ramped up a vaccine because there's this unknown virus that happened, and they produced something that they're rushing it out the door, but they had to.
You don't have to look that far to find the plan, Braden. I mean, there's a group.
It's right here in front of us.
What is the plan? Like, you guys
okay, there's different plans because there's different people who are out there in seats of power all around the planet. There's a group, I'm losing the name of them right now, but they're doing something called the Great Reset. World Economic Forum. That's who they are. It's a group of government, you know, bureaucrats, a bunch of industry executives, people like pharmaceutical industry people and Walmart CEO, and there's like all kinds of people. There was Time Magazine did a Great Reset issue where they had like basically, I don't know if it was the whole magazine, but they put it online, of course, and there was just tons of content there written by these thinkers and these, you know, CEOs. The Walmart CEO was one of them, for instance. Lots of these people talking about this so-called Great Reset. They want to reset the entire economy, and they see this as the excuse to do it. Now, whether they cooked up the excuse or not, I don't know. I'm not going to say that. You know, there's a lot of theories out there, and thank you, Braden, for the call tonight. I appreciate you calling in and sharing your thoughts. But, you know, there's a lot of theories out there about, well, this was manufactured or, you know, whatever. I don't know. To me, it doesn't matter whether it was manufactured or not. All that matters is what they've been doing. And what they've been doing is taking as much control as they possibly can. Now, whether it's some sort of a coordinated effort worldwide, I don't know. Or if it's just their opportunity as control freaks to do whatever it is they think they can get away with, and various different areas do more and some do less because they don't think they can get away with doing
whether
more.
Or not they set it in motion with a custom designed disease from the get-go, who knows? Yeah. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
What matters is that they are using the disease and whatever's going on in our society to take more control.
Yeah, what is that saying? Never let a good disaster go to waste.
Never let a good crisis
go to waste.
Yeah. Yeah. Rahm Emanuel
said that.
Well, wasn't he? Didn't he work with Obama, the mayor of Chicago, for some time, I think? Something like that. So, yeah, I mean, these people, just like in the same way in 2001, after the attack on the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a ton of theories about what happened behind the scenes there, but the reality is, what we know is, they had the Patriot Act written and ready to go.
And it's like 3,000 pages long. Yeah. It's not,
you know. It was in their back pocket. Somebody had already written that, and they're like, oh, this is a good chance to bring this out.
Sure.
There you go. Now you've got the Department of Homeland Security, you've got the TSA, you've got this huge increase.
They can look in your bank account now.
In government bureaucracy, and all on this war on terror, which is a war on something that is just a concept, you know, a war that never ends. And now you've got a new war, the war on COVID, and it will...
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.